Hey everyone, welcome back. Yeah, it's lesson six today. And once again, as always, we finish off with Ted's pronunciation tips. As you can guess, I'm Ted. And yes, right now we are about to get going with the pronunciation tip for the day. Each pronunciation tip section focuses in on one little point, one small point of English pronunciation, almost like taking a quick pill for English pronunciation. A little bit each day, a little bit of practice each day, it all helps. And remember, practice makes perfect. Today we're going to look at a sound that is silent. Basically, it's the H that is silent in a lot of our question words. Have you noticed in English, many of our question words begin with WH? WH? But we don't really say the H. Let's look at some clear examples. Where, when, and why. Now, when you say those words, you don't hear the H. They're spelled W-H. W-H-E-R-E. Where. W-H-E-N. When. W-H-Y. Why. Have you ever wondered why they're spelled that way? It's because a long time ago, they were pronounced HW, where, when, and why. But that's a long time ago, hundreds of years ago. Nowadays, we don't pronounce it, so all you have to remember is the W sound, W, W. Where, when, why. Now, do be careful because another question word does use the H sound. Who. That one is different. Who sounds like an H. But today we're focusing in on where, when, and why. Got it? Let's take a look at a short dialogue from today's lesson. Where are you from? I'm from the States. I was born and raised in Chicago. Or as I like to say, born and raised in Seattle. Once again, where are you from? Where? Where are you from? I'm from the States. I was born and raised in Seattle. Got that? All right. Make sure and practice it. Ask your friends, where were you born? Where were you born? It's good practice. See you next time on Ted's Pronunciation Tips. So long, everyone.